Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This Christmas, you've reached out and connected with your loved ones when love matters most. Putting a smile on their faces and sending from the heart. You've sent love all over Ireland and all around the world too. So from all of us at On Post, we're wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. On Post, for your world.
Hey everybody, we have such a fun show today. We talked about what we're watching, We had some fun news about Natalia.
Yes.
Had some fun news.
Yeah.
We talked about school. We talked about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But first, let's talk about Geico.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, you know what we need to talk about? OxiClean odor blasters.
That's right.
Listen,
holidays.
We have a lot of kids between
us. Yes, we
do. And a lot of stinky kids.
Yeah.
And we both have dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what is so helpful is the OxiClean odor blasters in your laundry. First of all, we have a comforter on our bed that Peepo sleeps on.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing gets stinky so fast.
Same.
So it's so great to have a product that I can just throw the comforter in the washing machine, add the odor blasters, and know that it is going to come out smelling fresh, because I'm going to put that thing right on my bed.
Yes, me too. Also, come Thanksgiving, you get that gravy, that juice.
Cranberry sauce.
You spill it on the holiday tablecloth, the linens, and easy peasy. Gets rid of the stains, and it works great.
So don't forget to get your odor blasters before those stinky odors come home for the holidays. Visit OxiClean.com to learn more.
Hey, Friday Night Lights fans. It's Not Only Football, Friday Night Lights and Beyond is an episode-by-episode discussion of the hit TV series Friday Night Lights, hosted by yours truly, Scott Porter, who played Jason Street on the show, and my two wonderful co-hosts.
Me, Zach Guilford, a.k.a. Matt Saracen.
And me, Mae Whitman, a.k.a. someone who wasn't on the show, but really, really loves it a lot.
We will also bring on some special guests, answer your questions, and tell you about what's going on in our lives today.
It's Not Only Football, Friday Night Lights and Beyond, coming soon wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose!
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the...
What's up? It's For Crying Out Loud.
Hey.
Friday.
Yeah. You just got some good news. Do you want to share it?
Yeah. Let's say hi to our peeps and then we'll...
Okay. How about Ashley? She's so chic.
Yeah, she is.
Sandra, you're...
She's not... It's not easy being...
Mm-mm.
Sandra.
Jacob, he's been... I think he's been feeling...
Ungrowly?
Feeling good.
Oh, good.
Less growly.
Good.
More sanguine.
Oh, good.
Sanguine.
Okay.
Rita rocks that bassinet. Elizabeth Williamson puts some of her kids in Rita's bassinet.
Mm-hmm.
Athena Ginchard, we love your dancing. Mm-hmm. Polly, we love your pancakes. Valerie hits out of the park. Hero.
Hey, nothing but a sandwich.
Katarina, do me a favor.
Check it.
Colleen.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
This Gator girl. Gabby and Missy are...
They're worse than ever.
I know.
They've been up to no good.
No, zero. Zero good.
Walking them streets. Ishan Vajpayee. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you married yet, Ishan?
It's probably.
He's engaged.
Yeah.
Okay, Rebecca Lupin.
She's so cute.
Kelly Brandt. She's... Mm.
She was very reliable aunt.
Amy's a cunt. Aaron, who it is? Alicia Escalante from the city of El Monte. Leslie, stop. Get. Do you have the flu? Sarah Stefano. Sarah Dean. She's not mean. Stephanie Stinker Rinker. Krista, get the strap.
Mm-hmm.
Liz is sassy. And Jennifer needs to
get up.
Get up. Get up. Stand up.
Stand up
for your rights. You got a phone call.
Yeah, Natalia was blowing my phone up and was worrying me. And I had to look on Life 360. I'm like, she at school? What's going? And then she's like, call me. It's Monday. By the way, peek behind the curtain. It's Monday morning. And I wasn't, I dropped. Last I saw was like last night when I dropped her off.
Right.
So I'm like, what's going on? So she called. I've never heard Natalia so excited. She called me to tell me that. Well, she aced her bio test.
Wow.
But she did that. But she said they did the mock trial, and she kicked ass. They won. They won the case. She was prosecution. She did the opening and closing, and they had to do rebuttal, and they had to pick some. So they're on a team. It's not just she's the prosecutor. It's like that. There's a prosecution team. Mm-hmm. They take turns. Somebody had to get up and do the rebuttal. They put Natalia went up there. And then the jurors said that Natalia knew her, like the reason why they run the case. They two of them came up to her and told her that she knew the case front, back, sides, like, and that everybody got up like as if they were reading. She got up and like presented the case, like, you know, like it, she wasn't reading it verbatim because she knew the case so well.
Mm-hmm.
So they. They won the case, and she was so happy. Yeah.
That's exciting.
I know. Because she worked on it over the weekend, like sitting in the basketball court, sitting in the car on her laptop. On the way home, she like rehearsed it and presented the case to me. And she worked really hard. Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I remember we did a mock trial thing,
mm-hmm.
the same age in high school, and there was like four different groups. Mm-hmm. So like each with a prosecution and a defense, and not one of the team's prosecutions won.
Because really?
Nobody could, you have to prove without right. like a shadow of a doubt. Like it was, mm-hmm. And afterwards I was like, wow, that was really hard. And not one of the prosecution teams was able to do it. So,
really?
Yeah, it's a good honor.
Yeah. Wow. That's nice. And then Sunny has the same class. They're not in the same class together, but the same teacher, same assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the defense.
Oh.
And he thought he was on the prosecution, so he studied the prosecution side, and then figured out that he was like, oh, I'm on the defense. So it was good because then he knows his case, so mm-hmm. we'll see how he does. But, he's – and I told Natalia, and I'm like, you can go to law school if you really put your mind to it, like, because she loves – that being an attorney, and she loves like watching movies with, trial and cases, and she loves it. And
she's got quite the resource next to her with yes, old Mark Garagos living down the street too.
Mm-hmm. I know. See, we see Mark a lot in the neighborhood walking around. So she, she asked me actually about Mark's daughter. She's like, she's a lawyer, right? I said, yeah. I go, she's not only lawyer, she's like partner of his law firm. And she's young, she's the daughter and the granddaughter of the law firm, but
maybe she could intern for Mark Garagos.
That would be great. Yeah.
Although I feel like a law intern is like a hard, like you have to go to law school.
I think you have to go to be in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So that's why she called. She was like blowing my phone up to tell me that she won the case and she kicked
ass. I love it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's good so cool.
Yeah. Didn't your kids have mock trials?
So they offer a mock trial at my kid's school, but neither one of them felt like doing it.
Oh.
I know, which was like, I would do it.
I know.
This was their actual class?
Yeah, this was their English, part of their English final.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it wasn't like a class. It was part of their final.
I love it. It sounds like project-based.
Yeah. See, they got some good teachers, and then they got some, not so much. Like these teachers, like she loves her history teacher. I mean... She said, like, when we were in New York, she was like, I know I'm not getting the greatest grade in history, but I'm learning a lot because the teacher makes it so interesting. I was like, good. You know, and Sonny has the same teacher too and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it's when they do projects like that, I think it makes a difference. It, like, wakes them up. Like, have to, you know, get in groups.
Yeah.
And also, you're in a group of people that are, you know, that you don't want to let down. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You're working together like that.
Right.
So the pressure's on. It's great.
Yeah. Every time my kids have been in school, though, and done group projects, they're like, there's always those kids that do not give a fuck and ruin it for everybody else. Because then the people that do care are like, Sadie's a, like, overly responsible, but also it takes her longer and she has to work harder. So she hates group projects because she's always like, I get stuck with the no-getters.
Right.
You know, that are like, Sadie will take care of it.
Right.
And she's like, and then it takes me 9 hours to, you know, just do my part of it and everybody. Anyway.
Yeah.
My kids are on the struggle bus a little bit right now. They have, you know, high school finals. Mm-hmm. They've never had real finals before. Mm-hmm. And they have this one teacher who is so, he's such a sadist. He's just so much work constantly. They're drowning in his assignments. It's gotten so bad that I'm just like, just don't do some of them.
Yeah.
But then the kids, they both are like, but then I'm going to get a bad grade in the class. It's like, I know, but is it worth it? Is it worth?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yesterday they spent, neither of my kids, neither of the twins did anything all day Saturday or all day Sunday because all they did was homework. From morning until night, Sadie cried about it multiple times. I was just like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, and mostly for this one class.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, they have a final, but he still assigns them all of these like busy work assignments that take like 40 minutes
right.
per assignment, multiple assignments. Plus, they had a project due for him. I mean, it's like, it's crazy.
A lot of it, I don't get it, especially right before finals. Like, let's let them study. Let them have the weekend to study for their finals.
Yeah.
Why? With all the assignments and
this. And then Xander has a theater elective. So mm-hmm. he takes two electives. He takes music lab and he takes theater. And he said that for theater, for like as part of their final, like they had to learn this a monologue. Then they have to perform it. And they have to.
Sonny had to do that. I think when he was
but
in
I'm
that
like,
grade.
But I'm like, it's your freaking elective. Like, leave right. them alone. Don't you understand that they have English final, bio final, history final, Spanish final? Like, they're loaded down with finals that they're studying for nonstop, stressing out. Like, do you have to add
theater?
You're a theater class.
I know.
Calm down.
Yeah. I know.
And then he was working so hard because I know you saw the video.
Yeah.
His music lab put on a big show.
So that was his music lab. Is that what that was? Like, what?
It's like School of Rock. Like, they get to just pick songs and then they put bands together and they can write music if they want. That's not a song he wrote, but it's just
that's
a song
awesome.
He likes
what
by
song?
White Reaper.
Is that? I've never heard the song.
It's called Might Be Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know that song, Kaylin?
No.
Is it?
Do you have access to it?
I mean,
in here?
Yeah. I don't know.
Play a minute of it.
What's it called?
It's called Might Be Right, and it's by White Reaper. It's like an awesome song.
Yeah, I liked it.
I discovered it on like, I don't know, some channel, Spectrum, and was playing it in the car.
Before he decided to do that song.
He got the song idea from me because I had played that song a bunch of times. I was like, I love this song. I played it over and over. So later when he was going to perform, he decided he wanted to do that song.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's like a garage punk kind of, mm-hmm. you got it? Give it a second to kick in.
It sounds old school.
Yeah.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah, it's a good song.
A good song.
Yeah, I like it. Is it new?
No.
4 years ago. It says this is uploaded. A little short and funny,
yeah. It's got like a missing persons kind of vibe or something. Like the 80s, a little.
So he's been practicing because he's saying he was the lead singer.
Right.
It's posted on my Facebook wall. I can post it in the For Crying Out Loud group. But he was the lead singer, and he's never sang in front of people before.
Really?
Ever. So I got him a little extra. Our friend Valerie Stern, who listens to our show, her husband did a lesson, a voice lesson, and like a practice session with him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He's also teaching Sadie guitar. He's really great. His name's McCain.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so cool.
Not a cool name.
Yeah.
But anyway, but so Xander was like super nervous and, you know, a guitar. He was lead guitar on it.
He seemed so natural.
I know. He's so good.
So good.
He's like kind of coming into his own with that kind of thing.
I love it. I think they sounded great.
Yeah.
So they just did that one song?
They did that one song. There were like 20-something songs in the whole evening. Mm-hmm. And then he did like tambourine on a couple songs and he played guitar on Last Christmas.
Oh.
So, yeah. They all like help each other with their, but a lot of the kids get a chance to. Well, he wanted to sing lead and play lead guitar on this song.
That's so cool.
And so he got some other, he had to get kids to like back him on it. So he had to find someone who would play the drums.
Right.
Like, because he said it was challenging because nobody had heard of the song.
Right. So they had to learn that song.
Yeah, they had to learn the song.
Wow. Oh my God. They were just so comfortable. Like, he just seemed so at ease up there.
I know.
That's so cute.
I know. It was really cute. I was so proud. But I couldn't go is the bitch of it.
Yeah.
So speaking of going to get to go see your kids perform.
Right.
So it was on a Thursday night and I teach my writing class on Wednesday and Thursday this right now. By the way, I'm going to be registering a new one for the new year. Starts, I think, January 10th. So look for that on Facebook. But anyway, I had to teach because I couldn't like just not go to my class.
Right.
And it was right at the time. But everybody else from my family went to go represent.
That's good.
Elby went. Sadie went. She brought a friend.
Aww.
John was there. So
could have been perfect for, I mean, yeah. Oh, I love it. That's so cute.
Speaking of performances, Isla has her first like Christmas performance, I guess, on Thursday.
Yay!
So we're going to do that. And I, because of the schedule, I'm in charge of getting there first and then reserving the seats, which gives me a massive amount of anxiety.
Why?
Because it's just like, oh, I get all these seats.
Right.
Like, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, the thought of that is makes me uncomfortable.
I remember going and like reserving seats for the kids' play and stuff like that.
It's a normal thing to do, I guess, right?
Yeah. I have video too, by the way, where I'm videotaping, and this woman in front of me is videotaping, but she's like standing up and like in front of me, like keeps moving like with her child. And Adam's like, just get a video of this chick. Like, he's like, forget what Sonny's doing up there. He goes, just get a load of her. He goes, I'm going to talk about her. And I'm like, what? Who's got the nerve to like get on their knees in the seat and like move and like, there's parents behind you, bitch.
Get like five angles.
Yeah. It's like, what are you going to get a jib? You know, like in here? Like, what the fuck?
Fly in.
Yeah. Like, what the hell? Like, and I have video of this woman in front of me and I listen to him, so I'm like videotaping her, and we're laughing. You can hear us laughing. Yeah, and she's just like, yes. So don't do that to people behind you.
That's so funny. Especially in preschool, man, there's like a show. Like a performance op every other week. They're like, and now it's time for the Thanksgiving show. And you're like, bitch, it's January. And they're like,
No, doesn't end. Is she singing or is she?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the performance is going to be. I guess they've been working on it in class and stuff like that. So
that's so cute. Yeah.
But wait till elementary school too. Preschool through elementary school, it dies down by middle school. They're not doing that anymore. But man, I've always felt like, what do working parents do? Like,
I know.
How are you supposed to be showing up at your kid's school all the time?
Yeah.
For like, today they're presenting their project, their third grade project for the end of February. You're like, what?
Right.
Today it's the President's Day.
Right.
They made collages and now they're all going to speak and do a little part of a speech. You're like, I have to
I know.
Come in in the middle of the day and it's at 1 p.m.
Right.
You're like, are people really going to be like, you know what? I was supposed to be performing surgery because I'm a surgeon, right. But my kid's
right.
doing reading so what Abe Lincoln, yeah. a part portion of Abe Lincoln's speech. So listen.
Right.
Put them under.
I'll be back. No, I got in trouble from Natalia crying because all the parents showed up at the Valentine party in kindergarten, and I didn't. And I was like, I didn't know I'm supposed to. That's when I got hooked with the other mom, Sonny's friend Jensen's mom. I was like, I need to stick by you. You need to tell me what I'm supposed to show up to these things and not. Because I didn't know. I thought it was a party for them. Like, I set her off with all her little Valentines and her little cookies.
Right. How do we have to be involved?
Yeah. Why? And she's like, oh, the moms are there, but you. I felt so bad. Like, thanks.
But that's what I wonder is how are all these moms not having jobs?
I know.
How are all of them but you showing up?
Right.
But you're not lying. Like, that happens it where does. You're like, every single one of these bitches is available.
Right.
At 2 p.m.
I know.
Nobody has any kind of thing that precedes, that
right.
takes precedent.
Right. Right.
I don't get it.
I know. I don't get it.
And I guess the schools all assume, and half the time the freaking dads show up too.
I know.
And you're like, both of you?
That's
not even in the way that we complain about the both come to the parties, which is like, it's not necessary right. for you both to go to the parties. One of you gets to take the day off.
Yes.
Like, spend 2 hours enjoying some television.
Yeah, let one take the bullet.
But in the performances, I'm like, okay, I understand if you're both available, but how are you both available?
I know.
Who is making the money?
Well, Adam
in your
made
house?
It very clear. Like, after he went to a couple, he's like, "Look, I'm the breadwinner. I go to work. They're gonna know that Daddy was at work. That's why Daddy didn't show up, because Daddy's at work, and that they'll know." And now it's like, you know, I guess you're. I mean, if you ask Sonny and Natalia, was Dad at any? Like, I don't think they cared. You know, it was more about the mom being there or somebody being. Actually, Sonny never cared if I came to stuff. It was always Natalia.
I think, like, I came to a lot of LB's mm-hmm. stuff. And then by the time the twins were involved, there were certain things. I remember certain things, like, they had Generations Day, uh-huh. which was like, all the kids are bringing their grandparents. I'm right. like, listen, okay? And if you don't have a grandparent that wants to come, it's like, bring a special family
right.
friend.
Right.
So one year I brought like my friend Lisa, you know? But then after that, I was like, I'm not dragging one of my friends into this. First
right.
of all, the kids don't care that much. They're not like, oh no, Lisa can't, we have no one represent. It's like, because you weren't supposed to come as a parent. This was the thing that was made me insane about Generations Day. Uh-huh. Mom and dad not supposed to come. That's the wrong generation. Either aunt or uncle, a grandparent, or family friend. And it's like, listen, it's bad enough uh-huh. that I have to show up.
Right.
But now I'm supposed to put somebody else out. Right. I don't have grandparents that can come.
Yeah.
I'm not what my brother's going to drive down from Santa Clarita to like eat right. some turkey chili
right.
with you assholes for an hour.
Right.
No. Why is he interested?
Yeah,
I know. It's hard enough to get those people to come when your kid's in an actual
right.
school play.
Right.
Even if they're the lead. Now there's a special day. Basically, I felt like, well, this is a special day that basically just shames the kids that don't
exactly.
have grandparents
exactly.
or like an aunt or uncle.
Yeah. Like my kids, they didn't have my side of the family grandparents. And Adams, they're old. They're not getting in a wheelchair and then coming down and getting out of the wheelchair and like setting granny up in the classroom.
Right.
To do what, you know?
Like, right. And then those people are also supposed to bring like a dish that represents their, you know, like something that's like homemade from Mexico.
Yeah,
fuck off.
I know.
But that elementary school, there was something. I'm telling you, like every other week,
yeah.
there was something that you were disappointing your kids by not showing up for.
I believe it. I know. I remember.
And then when you're not showing up, you're also volunteering.
Right.
So it's not even enough that you show up for the thing, that the presentation of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it wasn't just like the school play. Each class would have like, oh, this month we're doing a a presentation of this, of a planets thing.
Right.
And your kid's playing Mars.
Right.
So like, if you don't show up, like you're the, it's in the auditorium with all the people right. are showing up. Oh, now we're doing a presentation. Just like project-based learning is too many opportunities for presentations.
I know. Remember fourth grade. Fourth grade was the worst. The worst. And I remember it was like parent-teacher night and Sonny's project. I can't remember. Like, everybody had, like, I don't know, they did a self-portrait of themselves or something. And Sonny's looked like, you know, like a basketball, basically, with sticks.
And then
Adam's just standing there looking at it, and he's making fun of it. And the teacher's just giving Adam the evil eye because she's heard that Adam was, like, against, like, he went on a tirade about
homework
and stuff. Yes. And the word got around that school fast. And it was like, you know, he's just like, we're both kind of making fun of the picture. And the teacher's just like, how dare you? What kind of parent are you making fun of your own son's? Like, okay, he's not going to be an artist. Like, clearly. It's like a basketball. It's a self-portrait.
But and then we get no credit for just even being there.
Right.
We were lucky we're here.
Yes. Let us make fun of this. Our kids' picture.
Between parent-teacher night, back-to-school night, all the volunteer things that they want you to volunteer.
Yeah. Science fair. Remember science fair?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Science fair. And then there's, like, rehearsals for half this stuff. Like, when there's a play, it's the dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
And then all the like, when are people supposed to be working?
I know. See, Kaylin, look at what you started. Like, talking about how I was going to
Now you got two.
I know.
By the way, For Crying Out Loud is sponsored by BetterHelp.
That's right.
This holiday season, do something for a special person in your life. Give yourself a gift to raise your spirits, and not just for the day. The holidays are a really tough time for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And who couldn't use some therapy?
Everybody could use therapy.
Every single person in my family is in therapy.
Yes. And kids. Get your kids into therapy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Kids especially.
Especially teens.
All three of my kids, regular therapy. It's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not, you know, you have something pressing right now, therapy can also be preventative.
That's
right. Like just an upkeep on your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's always nice to have someone there to talk to you about your feelings. And also, and what you can do about your feelings. It's a true gift. That's nice. Yes. Give the gift of therapy, by the way.
Yeah. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists, 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/FCOL. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/FCOL.
You know what I wanted to talk? I wanted to tell you about back to the garage band kind of thing. It reminded me. I follow Tommy Lee on Instagram, and there's a video on his Instagram. He was videotaping in his backyard, and you can hear like music playing from far away. And he's like, so I'm like chilling in my backyard, and I hear like what's this band that's cranking out music? So I jump on my bike and I book it down the driveway, and I go down to the street to this house, and there's teenagers in a garage just cranking, and he's like videotaping himself. Here comes Tommy Lee, and they were like, "What the hell? What?" And he's like, "Rad! You guys are rad!" And he's like promoting them on his Instagram. And he's like, "Because I just heard them in the neighborhood, I had to go check them out." He's like, "You guys got to check them out." Now I'm following them on Instagram.
Oh,
but
funny!
It's such a cool video because it's like Tommy Lee just shows up in their backyard and he's like he's videotaping himself, like headbanging and rocking out to this band that's like now they're playing for Tommy Lee and all their friends. There's like 10 friends in the backyard and they're all flipping out. It was pretty cool. It's hilarious.
Oh, I love it.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. I was thinking about that when we were talking about the band thing. I love Tommy Lee. Such a nice guy.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, I was literally going to say, like, I love him too. And when I watched the Tommy Lee and Tammy kind of, you can't help but love him. But then you're like, he did beat her.
Yeah,
though.
I know. But then there's that.
Just one little problem.
Forgot about, I know.
I know, you forget about it because he's like a charming guy who does seem to like help the underdog. I don't know.
Right, right.
Unless the underdog is his wife.
Right.
I don't
now,
know.
That TV show portrayed him as such a douche, you know. But, yeah. It reminds me of the Chippendales. You guys aren't watching that yet.
Not yet. That's on Hulu, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. There's my problem.
There's your problem. I guess you can't watch anything on Hulu.
And Hulu's got a lot of good stuff right now. I've got to get LB to help me out.
Yeah.
Hook a sister up.
Have you seen any of the Netflix that Meghan Markle and Harry? And I'm not interested in that at all.
What's the deal with them?
I don't. So I was home the other night going to bed early because I'm like fighting a cold and I had to get up for Natalia's volleyball. So I was like, I want to watch something. I want something to watch. I started watching Dead to Me.
Mm-hmm.
Which seemed really interesting. I only watched the first episode.
I lost interest in that one after like two or three episodes. I couldn't keep going.
I think it's gotten better because it seems to me that people love it now, like into second, third season. Well, it's the final season because
Christina Applegate has MS.
Yeah, I think so, which is a shame. So anyway, I started watching, but then I was like, I want to watch a doc. You know, and then I see this, like, the prince and Harry and Meghan, and I'm like, she bugs me. I don't know. Do I want to watch this? Do I not want to watch? Like, so then, anyway, I started watching it, and it was pretty interesting. Just basically, like, I only watched the first two. I think there's three. It's a three-parter.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's just basically talking about how they met and how they fell in love and, you know, and where she comes from and where I guess then after watching it, I'm like, oh, I guess she's not that bad. I don't know why she annoys me so much, but she seems to annoy a lot of people.
Why does she bug?
No idea.
I think it's because she's an actress. She was in a TV series, Suits. So she was an actress. And I think, like, it kind of comes through, like, you know, like, and she didn't see, like, I think
she's like performative.
Yeah, like a not genuine kind of thing. Like, you know, like, look at me. I'm dating a prince and now I'm going to be in royal. I don't know. Just kind of like, just.
It hasn't worked out that much, though, because
no, I know.
She's gotten so much shit.
Right, right. I think it's backfired. Like, I'm going to be the anti, you know, establishment, like I'm barefoot and I wear flowy dresses and, you know, not a lot of pomp and circumstance, but there is pomp and like it seems like she's trying to put on some kind of, like, I don't know. But after watching it, I don't know, I liked him a little better after watching it because I thought he was like kind of a spoiled brat or whatever. And then after watching it, like seeing what he's done, you know, in his life, like it's pretty impressive. But then again, he is royalty. You can't be sitting around being a no-getter when you're Princess Diana and, you know, son. Of course he's got to do shit, get out there in the world. But, you know, like doing a lot of things like for, you know, the UN and stuff like that. And then she started doing stuff. I don't know. She still bugs me after watching it. I'll say that. But it's not.
I've never been able to get myself like excited about learning about
the royal family. Mm-hmm. Me neither.
I'm English, and I could care less about the royal family. I'm a citizen of the UK, actually. Like, I have a passport and everything, and I could not care less.
How come you don't have an accent?
Yeah,
because I didn't grow up in England. I spent like 1 or 2 months there a year, but I didn't grow up there. My brother, who moved there...
But you were born there.
No, I was not born there.
Oh, but you have dual citizenship because why?
Because my mom is English.
Mm.
The way it works over there, if you if your mom is English and your dad isn't, you get to be a citizen. No problem.
Oh.
If your dad is English and your mom isn't,
mm-hmm.
you do not get to be a citizen.
Really?
Oh, that's, yeah. like, that's like being Jewish.
Being Jewish, yeah, exactly.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
Why don't you get to be... What? How did dads get hurt?
It was like... And my mom was like, oh, yeah, so we're going to, you know, apply for citizenship and it's going to be great. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll be a citizen. And then the same year that I got citizenship, they voted to exit the EU. So before that, I could have moved to anywhere, like in Europe,
wow.
no problemo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bummer. Timing.
Yeah.
I would love for Kaylin to have an English accent, a little cheeky accent.
I know.
My brother, who moved to England when he was like 12, 11, mm-hmm. He has a tiny bit of an accent, but even still, like, he's been living there ever since, and he doesn't even really, just a couple words here and there,
uh-huh.
you know.
I like some of the sayings they say, you know, like, he had a cheeky smile, you know. I don't know. It's just really cute. I would love for Kaylin to have an accent.
What do we do? How do we work on that?
I don't know. Let's send him to the U.S. Let's send him over there.
I'll go live abroad for
yeah. For like, and then
for the show, Kaylin.
Yeah.
For the show.
Absorb it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Kaylin is like where we were when we started this show.
I know. It's true.
How old is Isla now?
Three and a half.
I ask all the time. Like,
I know,
it's
I know.
Ch-
like, she's
suddenly.
Gonna ch-
well, three
well,
and a half.
She's in high school.
I'd be like, when did that happen? That's crazy. It seems like she was just born like 3 years ago.
I know.
It's like, she's in the ninth grade.
Right.
I'm like, oh my, she caught up with my twin. That's great. That's, oh my God.
I know.
Time
I know.
Flies.
I always forget how old they are. Yeah.
I know. Okay, three and a half. Wow. Okay. Oh my gosh. She's going to be four before you know it.
I know.
Which is like kind of old.
And Gary's son is the same.
Same age, right?
A little younger, but yeah, pretty much the same.
Wow.
Okay, and how old's Blake then?
She's two.
Oh my
gosh,
she's catching up now. She's getting old.
She's almost over two. She's
almost
caught
up with Isla.
Not even a real baby anymore. They're full on.
She's
a toddler.
Yeah,
she's a toddler, and Blake's like a little kid.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Those are some tough ages, though.
I know.
So cute, though.
Because terrible twos and the fucking threes, as they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about how we never really had the terrible twos. It has not really been too terrible.
Really?
Yeah, the twos. Three's a little...
But you said the sleep has gone to shit. Is it getting better?
It's just the having to wake up early. Like, the middle of the night thing. They're at that point now where they'll just come and get in bed with us. That wasn't happening for... You know, that hadn't started happening until about, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago.
Mm.
So that's...
They come and get in bed.
Yeah, I mean, when, you know, they were a baby and we'd, you know, take them out. But, yeah, Isla will just walk in the middle of the night and come get in bed.
Aww.
That's what LB did. And I feel like it was around the age of four that I had to put a stop to it.
Yeah. I never let my kids wander. They were in that crib forever. And then... Yeah, they never thought about coming into our room.
Sadie and Xander never did either, not one time.
No, yeah.
But LB was when she had her big girl bed,
mm-hmm.
maybe like before she was three.
Mm-hmm.
She was fine for a little while, and then she would get it about 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Like clockwork. She'd walk into our room and just climb in bed, and we usually wouldn't even notice. We just wake up and she'd be in bed with us.
Yeah,
and then at a certain point, we were like, is this just going to be forever? Like,
So
I had to tell her, okay, you can't come in our bed anymore. Like, you have to stay in your bed like a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she cried. She got like the big wide eyes, little crocodile tears. I can't. And I was like, no, you're going to stay in your bed. And then she never did again. And then I was like, oh, I kind of wanted to like be like, well, I mean, once in a while,
yeah,
but how do you tell a 4 year old? They don't understand once in a while.
Right.
They're very all or nothing.
Yes. Yeah. Sonny would get up and go downstairs and learn how to turn the TV on. And he would put on National Geographic and watch like Killer Fish, you know, like or Devil Pig. I just remember all these episodes of National Geographic. He would like just sit there and just play with his trains all by himself, or like get up like clockwork at 8 a.m., go down there, work on his train set, National Geographic. Like, he's a grandfather. But this was when he was really young.
I remember being a little kid and on set and getting to watch Saturday morning cartoons. Mm-hmm. I could get up before other people. And I remember, I have like a visceral memory of going into our living room, turning on the TV and watching my Saturday morning, Rocky and Bullwinkle and Sigmund and the Sea Monster and H.R. Puffin stuff. And like, you know, that's when School I really got to like kind of watch a lot of TV because I wasn't allowed during the week to watch. I could watch Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers, and then the TV had to go off.
Yeah.
And then after school, when I was a little older, I could watch like 1 half-hour show.
Really?
And then I had, but Saturday mornings was like, I guess probably similar to the parents wanting to sleep.
Right, right.
I was allowed to like turn on the TV as early as I wanted and watch all my cartoons.
Yeah, me too. I loved the best. It. The best. I know. Popeye. Yeah. I loved Bugs Bunny, though.
Me
too. Loved Bugs Bunny. Like, they had the best sense of humor, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. To me, I was like, they're funny. And I would go and tell my dad, wake him up and tell him, like, listen to what Bugs said.
I'm sure he loved that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, it's Saturday mornings. They're in preschool, right?
Just Isla. Yeah.
And Blake is just home all day.
Yeah, it's nice. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I take Isla to school, and then me and Blake have our time together. And then she likes to come with me to pick Isla up, and then I will take them to usually get a smoothie. They're big into Jamba Juice right now.
So we'll
go get a Jamba Juice or a Subway after I get them.
So are you thinking about Isla going a little bit more often than twice a week? Like times a week,
maybe. She would like it. Mm-hmm. And she seems to like school a lot. So,
and you met any friends like her friends?
No.
Does she talk about her friends?
Not really.
Yeah, no.
Maybe
still young. Still.
Yeah, she likes school a lot, and she's happy to go. But she doesn't talk about it a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to really press her. What'd you do today? So what'd you learn about? What'd you play with? Who'd you play with?
Yeah.
She doesn't really talk about it that much.
Right.
But she likes it.
Yeah, she likes
it. But yeah, it'd be nice to get her going maybe 3 days a week, maybe next year, and then Blake's going to be going too.
And do they take naps still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're still at that age. Mm-hmm. One nap a day now, right?
They only take one nap a day, yeah. And I love naps. So I try and get them to be like, hey, let's all take a nap.
Yes.
I'll come with you.
Hell yeah.
Over the weekend. Yeah, we all took a nap. It was fantastic.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah.
My kids take naps after school now. Their lives are so stressful. Seriously. Mm-hmm. And they stay up late every night.
Right.
Oftentimes doing homework or whatever, finally having downtime after doing homework. Mm-hmm. And then like they're up late. They're up past later than me.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
They will come home from school and doze.
Crash.
Yeah. Elby will sleep for like a couple hours sometimes.
Yeah. They need it sometimes, you know. Sonny goes, sometimes he'll take a nap. But see, Sonny's got the sleep problem. So I don't like when he takes
The nap probably screws up his nighttime sleep.
I know. Yeah. But sometimes he comes home and all he wants to do is just like relax, watch SportsCenter, and he falls asleep. And I'm like, don't be sleeping for too long, because then what happens is you can't fall asleep later that night. And then the next morning, then I'm getting a text at 4 a.m. I can't fall asleep. I'm going to miss first period. First period, he's a TA in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you're not missing that much. I'm glad that that's what he has for first period. But you know, it's a lot of that. Like, I'm going to take him to the doctor, by the way, because maybe at this point, I was supposed to find out I know what the name of that vitamin was that Olga bought him.
What?
Which he hasn't been taking because he keeps forgetting about it. But Olga swears by it. It's called, it's potassium and then trace mineral tablets. She said taking those two together help her sleep. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe he could just eat more bananas.
Yes, exactly.
I am almost done with my book.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So it's due like January 16th. I know, right?
Yeah.
It's due January 16th, but I'm rewriting. Like, I'm doing my own rewrite before I turn it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, like, I kill myself over the first draft. This is the problem. It's really hard for me to just write, like, just write whatever, even though I tell myself, just put something down on the page when I have to. But I guess I work hard and I think about, I'm always thinking about it in the shower and going for a walk and talking into my phone. And then I write it and then it's like pretty close. Like I leave, once I feel like I'm done, I leave it alone and then I don't look at it for a long time.
Right.
But then I have gone back in and like reworked stuff. So now I'm just doing my final, like all my chapters are done and I'm just kind of, anyway, I'm like, oh, I'm really close.
That's amazing.
It's kind of fun now because I'm rewriting stuff that I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. Oh, that's kind of funny.
Right. Yeah. Wow. And then once it's done, then.
So then I turn it in. Mm-hmm. Then my editor reads it. And then she will give me notes, like rewrite stuff and maybe move this over here. Or you told I don't like the intro or whatever. And then I'll have like 6 weeks to answer all her notes, around 6 weeks. And then it'll go to copy editing and then the legal department will read it. Like, so I wrote a chapter about this friend of mine from my 20s, he's a comedian. And it's funny because when I'm just allowing myself to just write, I'll write every, you know, I'll just like, oh, like I wrote a chapter and I like kind of went off on Katie Couric a little bit because you remember my Katie Couric story. Yeah. She's a bitch. So, and then I talked about this writer for the New York Times that kind of fucked me over too. And I'm like, I just have fun with it. And then later I go, oh. should I say that? And then I read it to John and John's like, yeah, fuck Katie Couric. She's, she had it coming. And he's like, you were too nice. So I'm like, okay. But I wrote this whole chapter about this friend of mine who has alcoholism. And the thing is, in my mind, I wasn't writing it really about, I wasn't trying to like shit on him at all. The point of it was that in my mind, in my 20s, when I hung out with him all the time, I was like, oh, he's got a bad alcohol problem. But the funny thing is that I ended up, I've been like, he got sober eventually. And he really did have a bad problem, but it was very easy for me to compare myself to him because I'd be like, oh my gosh, he has two drinks and his whole personality changes. Oh, he gets drunk and then like goes and does crack.
Right.
Like, so it was very easy for me to be like, well, I'm nothing like that.
Yeah.
So one day I went to a 12-step meeting with him, and this is a totally true story. And some, the, you know, I felt like, oh God, these people are like in a cult. Because they were like, hi, welcome. How long have you been sober? And I was like, well, I'm not. But like, I'm not even drunk right now. Like I ended up writing a bit about it for my act because I was like, I'm not even that drunk. Like I could totally drive home right now.
Right.
You know,
right.
Anyway, but the real story is that somebody in the meeting was like, well, here, why don't you take our quiz? It's like 20 questions. It was a pamphlet. 20 questions. Are you an alcoholic? And I took the quiz because I was kind of bored. And even rationalizing a lot of the answers, because they didn't really apply to me because its thing was written like in the 30s.
Right.
But even rationalizing it, I still answered yes to a few of the questions. But I was like, oh, yeah, like I only answered yes to like two and a half questions. One of them was iffy. And then at the, you get to the end of the quiz and it says, if you answered yes to one of these questions, there's a good chance you have a drinking problem. And if you answer yes to two, you pretty much are an alcoholic. And I was like, what the fuck? That was like 10 years before I quit drinking. Right. So anyway, I had to email this guy who was my friend because in the, in this chapter, I say like, I'm basically, I'm trying to make myself look bad, which is at one point, I was like, you know what I've never done? Smoked heroin. And I called him and I was like, I want to, I've never smoked heroin. He was like, all right, like I know a guy, we could get some. That story is a real story that I tried chasing the dragon, they call it, like lighting it up and trying to get the fumes through a straw. Nothing ever happened. I never got high and I never tried it again. But the point was, is like, that's where like, I was like, oh, that seems like a fun idea. I've never done that before. And this guy was up for anything. So then I was rereading that chapter and I was like, oh, shit, I have to run this by him.
Yeah.
Because even though I changed his name and what kind of car he drove, I mean, he's gonna recognize himself,
right?
Like 100%, right. Like that. And it's a whole chapter about him.
Wow.
So I had to. I emailed him and I was like, "Hey, long time no talk. Hey, so by the way, this is a little like gossipy, but Margaret Cho." Had an autobiography years ago, and she talked about him in a chapter where she was talking about her alcoholism, and she talked about the fact that she was dating this guy and they would go to bed so drunk they would wake up and somebody would have peed the bed and they didn't know who it was.
Oh my God.
So I email him and I'm like, hey, I haven't talked to him in years and years and years and years. And I was like, I had to get his email address from a mutual friend. And I said, so I wrote this book. There's a chapter about you in there. I hope, like, I need you to okay it. Like, I hope you can see that I'm really, like, I'm talking about your drinking problem and how bad it was, I thought, compared to mine.
Right.
But I hope you can understand that I'm really saying I was bad.
Right.
But that I was in denial.
Right.
And he was like, well, I'm glad you're asking me to read it first because, as you know, Margaret Cho wrote about me too. And I was, did not get a say in that. And I do not remember it that way. And I was like, okay. But Margaret Cho like wrote a paragraph about him. I wrote a whole chapter. So
you're sending it to him.
I already did.
Yeah.
And now I'm waiting
to hear what he says.
So I said, I'm writing you this email first. I'm not going to just attach the chapter. And then he wrote back and was like, yes, absolutely. I want to read it and I'll tell you what I think. So I right away attached it. This was like a few days ago. Nothing since.
Really? Oh boy. And so even if you changed his name and everything, like he still.
So I could write it anyway.
Yeah.
I can put it in the book, but I feel uncomfortable about that.
Yeah.
If like, there's nothing I said that wasn't true.
Right.
But it's just not very nice
to
tell. Because I talked about a part of the story as he got arrested.
Right. Okay.
But the truth of the matter is that what his drinking was like was way worse than I even depicted because things got way worse later.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he'll probably see it as like, well, that was like the least of my problems at the time. Things got worse.
Right.
So hopefully he'll be like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
But he might be irritated. I don't know. I'm just at the point in the book where I'm like reading stuff over and going, ooh, should I have said that?
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck Katie Couric.
Fuck Katie Couric.
Should be the name of the book. So do you get to go on like book tours and stuff like that?
I don't know, but it's not coming out until 2024.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they have all of 2023 to market it and
do
long leads and I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know it's a very long process with books.
It's exciting, though.
Yeah. But I'm sure I'll do some stuff. I'm sure I'll go on the Today Show and the stuff I used to do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mentions of the Today Show. They'll probably find it an interesting story that I used to go on the Today Show talking about cocktail playdates and being pro.
Right.
And now I'm going to be like, yeah, anyway, it turns out I have a drinking problem. Anyway, let's say thank you to Carrie Peterson from the Lido Deck, the_Lido_deck_11. She rents out her property to do videos for people to do videos in Santa Clarita if they want to make a TikTok.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or whatever. So check, give her some followers. Also, the Bittersweet Life podcast. It's an exploration of life. It will entertain you. It'll get you thinking about what you want to do with your life. It comes out Mondays and Thursdays. Each week, they choose a theme to talk about. They explore the idea. They did one on belonging, like finding your people, about trying new things, like going to a 4.5-hour opera to see what that's like. So, and they have listener stories. It's really fun. Bittersweet Life podcast. And last but not least, our Stacy, she's a Pampered Chef consultant. And if you're into Pampered Chef, why not get it from Stacy? You know?
Yeah, why not?
She's a Facebook belonger. So you can go to FCOL and message her, or you can go to the Patreon It's Stacey Ross, S-T-A-C-E-Y Ross. And reach out to her if you want her shopping link, or go to her website, pamperedchef.com/PWS/ It's long. Go hit her up on Facebook and ask her about her Pampered Chef biz. All right.
Well, thanks, everybody. And thanks, Kaylin.
Thanks, Kaylin. You. You're a parent now.
Don't ever doubt. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
You know, I gotta tell you, I have so many garbage apps on my phone, I never know where to look for stuff. And recently, I decided to clean house. All the junk and clutter gone. This leaves me with my most cherished apps. You know, the ones that can do it all. Like my Live One app. Music, events, news, podcasts, comedy. Oh, and actual musical stations curated by humans, not those robots, hanging out on Bezos' yacht. All this on one tiny little place on my phone. I've become such a fan of the app, we here at the Adam Carolla Show will give you 3 months free. Jump on to liveone.com/Carolla to lock in your deal today. And with inflation at an all-time high, this is a huge savings. liveone.com/Carolla for 3 months plus for free. No ads.